Letter of Ignatios to the Ephesians, Chapter 1. Ignatios, also called the God-bearer, to the assembly of Ephesus in Asia, which is most worthily blessed. Abundant greeting in Jesus the Anointed One, and in blameless joy. You, who have been blessed with greatness by the fullness of God the Father, and have been foreordained before the ages to be forever destined for abiding in unchanging glory, and have been united and chosen through a true suffering by the will of the Father and of Jesus the Anointed One, our God. In God, I have welcomed your well-beloved name, which you have acquired by a natural righteousness in accord with faith and love in the Anointed One, Jesus, our Savior. Being imitators of God, with hearts enkindled by the blood of God, all of you have perfectly accomplished the work suited to you. For you were eager to visit me when you heard that I was on my way from Syria, in chains because of our common name and hope, and longing, with the help of your prayers, to face the wild beasts in Roma, and not to fail in becoming a disciple. Therefore, in God's name, I received your whole community through the person of Onesimos, your overseer in the flesh, but a man whose love is beyond all power to express. I pray with you to love him in Jesus the Anointed One, and for all of you to seek to be as he is. For blessed is he who gave you the favor to obtain and to deserve such an excellent overseer. But a word about Bouros, my fellow worker and your minister by the will of God, a man blessed in every way. It is my prayer that he may continue with me longer, both to your honor and that of your overseer. But also Crocos, who is worthy of God and of yourselves, whom I have received as an exemplar of the love you bear me. He has been a great comfort to me in every way. May the Father of Jesus the Anointed One comfort him also, along with Onesimos, and Bouros, and Euplos, and Fronto. For in them I beheld the love of all of you. May I have joy in you always, if indeed I am worthy of it. Therefore, it is proper for you to glorify Jesus the Anointed One in every way, the one who has given you glory, so that all of you will be made perfect in a unanimous obedience to your overseer and the elders, and that all of you may be made holy in every respect.